Namaskar. Come on into a seated position, crossing the legs, breathing comfortably, closing the eyes. It's a time to let the hips open, to get the spine tall, drawing the chin back. Vision focused within. Hands placed in the lap or on the knees as you prefer. And long, slow breaths. Inhale, exhale through the nasal passages. You want to get those long, slow breaths where the air comes in through the nasal passages and drops all the way down into the low belly, forcing the abdomen to kind of push out. And when it's time to exhale, navel to spine, evacuating all the air. Just give yourself a few rounds, a few cycles of respirations. Good, one last inhalation. Exhale at your own pace. And let's come back into a supine position. So you're lying on the back, arms out in a T shape, legs lengthened flat across the earth. You can press out through the soles of the feet, heels out, toes back, just to stretch the calves a little bit. Let the hamstrings lengthen. Now bring the knees over the navel, push the legs up into the sky, and the arms are back past the ears. So right now you've got the full length of the spine through the back of the head to the tailbone is into your yoga mat. You're not rolled up through the tailbone, but everything pressed into the mat and the heels over the hips. So the legs are a straight line from the ground up to the sky, pressing the soles of the feet up to the stars. And you're breathing comfortably here. It's a time to let the hamstring stretch. Just getting your stability. Now we're going to work through a series of one breath cycles. Inhale, pressing the soles of the feet to the sky. And on the exhale, knees to the sternum, hands around the shins, keep the head and shoulders into the earth. You're expelling all the air. You're using your core to press into the mat, cementing the low back into the mat. When you're ready to inhale, legs up, arms back past the ears, and retain the breath. Get that full length of the leg up to the sky. When you're ready to exhale, knees to sternum, hands around the shins, head stays back into the earth, press that low back into the earth. Inhale, back up, retain the breath, so arms are back past the ears, legs to the sky. Exhale, knees to sternum, hands around the shins, press that low back in. It's a good core engagement. Inhale, legs up, arms back past the ears. Retain the breath. Exhale, back down, engage that core. We're going to get one more round in here. Inhale, legs up, arms back. And exhale, knees to sternum, squeeze, keep the head and shoulders into the earth, squeeze that core. And relax the soles of the feet into the earth. Relax the hands by the sides. Let's walk the feet into center, drop the knees to the outside. Think supine bound angle. So soles of the feet are touching and the knees and legs are into a diamond shape. Fold the arms to the sky, wrap the knees to the outside of the elbows, catch those big toes or shins or outside of the feet. So we're working into happy baby pose or Ananda Balasana. You're opening up through the hips. Your thighs are towards you. Knees are wide. Rock it side to side. Breathe comfortably. So a nice hip and groin opener. Good. Then bring the knees back in towards center. Let the soles of the feet come down. So now the soles of the feet are into the mat. Knees are towards the sky. Let's take that right ankle on the left thigh, bring that left knee up towards you, both hands reach for the left shin, head to the crossed over ankle. So you're opening up that right hip and glute, coming up towards that ankle. And then inhale, undo, bring that left ankle onto the right thigh, right knee up towards you. Both hands reach for the right shin. So that means the left hand's going in between the thighs, catching to the right shin, right hand around the outside of the leg to the shin, head to the crossed over ankle. Good. Nice deep glute stretch. And then gently undo. Land it down into Ananda Balasana so the soles of the feet are touching, feet into a diamond shape. Arms are parallel to the thighs. Fold those arms up to the sky so arms are straight up. And wrap those knees to the outside of the elbows back into Ananda Balasana or happy baby pose. So you're catching the shin or toes or outside of the feet. Thighs are towards you, knees are wide. And now while you're here, you can rock. Also, you have the option to extend the legs out into a V to open up through the hips, glutes, groins, hamstrings, so you can try that. Or maybe just kind of experiment, see how far the legs might go out. Sometimes you're tighter, sometimes looser, just see how you're feeling with it. And then you'll draw the knees in towards the navel, hands around the shins, and just kind of relax, hang back, circle those knees, orbit them over the navel point, nice easy rolls, circles. So you're just kind of relaxing that low back into the mat. Then we're going to move towards table. You can cross the ankles, catch the feet, and take an inhale and exhale, roll up to table, or any way you feel like getting into table position. Set yourself there on your mat into table. So you're onto all fours, onto the palms and knees. I'll give you a few moments to get there. You wrap the muscles around the rib cage, keep that flat back, eyes down, crown forward. Very engaged pose in your table. Really wrap those core muscles and get engaged there. And then start your cat and cow. Exhale, round out that spine, drop in the chin, engaging each and every vertebra. And you drop the navel down, inhale, eyes and chin up. And it's almost while you're doing this, you exhale, you round out, you see each and every vertebra activate and work individually. So it's not at all blocky. And then you drop down into your cow pose. You go at your own pace. Just follow the breath with it. Give it another round or so. And then when you're ready to come up into your downward dog, make your way. So you're watching the palms spread, you're pulling the navel in, you're lengthening all the way back up through the spine, creating a nice runway from the crown, right up through that whole line of the spine, up through the tailbone. And you're getting those heels towards the earth. Use this to open the shoulders, to stretch to the legs. We're going to work into supported side plank. Let's drop down into plank. You're going to roll the right heel to the outside and step that left foot. So now 10 toes are all going to the left side of the room, and that left foot is stepped up towards the sternum as best you can, and left arm is straight up to the sky. So the vision can be up towards the left thumb or across the earth. But as you lift those hips, you'll feel that left glute get a nice engagement. So you're doing core strength, you're getting arm strength, but you're also getting that glute opener, which is a glute stretch, which is needed. And then you can bring that left arm over the ear, just reach out, extend with it. Landing that left palm down, step it back into your downward dog. And let's drop in on the other side. Come down into plank, roll the left heel, step that right foot, right arm to the stars, supported side plank, lift through those hips, engage, squeeze every bone of the body, looking up to the right thumb or across the earth. And then right arm over the ear, big reach. Try and get that full length from the right hip all the way out to the right fingertips. Good reach. Landing that right palm down and step it back into your downward dog. So let's bring that left leg up to the sky. If you want to stack the hip, you can. You want to keep the leg straight. See what's right for you. And we'll bring that left leg back down. And then let's bring that right leg all the way up to the sky. Open up there. And then on down. So you're back onto four points. Now, you can either repeat that cycle, or if you'd like, you can get a few rounds of donkey kick. I know some of you really like the donkey kick. You can soften both knees and press with both feet off the mat so you're onto the hands. And you just kind of find that point of balance, that trajectory where you're getting those hips up over the shoulders and you try and, you know, see if you can get up there for 2 seconds, 5 seconds, maybe you can balance there, and then you come back down. And then again, soften both knees and press up and just kind of get up on those hands. Keep the arms lengthened. Don't soften those elbows. You find that balance, that sense of levity. And then ultimately, we're all back into your downward dog. We're going to work through a high lunge series here. And let's start with the right leg. So when you're ready, bring that right leg up into the sky, up high with it. And let's step that leg forward in between the two hands and come in up to a high lunge. So lift the torso up. So now you got the right knee over the ankle, shoulders over hips, arms up to the sky, chin is level, good vision. Back heel is to the sky, that left heel. Try not to let that right knee collapse to center. Draw it towards the little toe. And just settling in here. slowing down the breath, oxygenating the whole body with each and every respiration. We're going to get right into a little bit of balance. We're going to work in towards half Utkatasana. We'll work into it step by step. Let's circle those hands around into heart center. And half Utkatasana is when you have the heel or ankle on the thigh. So when you're ready, you're going to step and get that left foot onto the right thigh and hinge back through those hips. So the knee is bent, hips are hinged, and you're into a nice balance here, hands at the heart. Balancing into your half Utkatasana. Spine is lengthened, not rounded. And then we're going to take flight. You're going to take a deep inhale, and on your exhale, just spread those wings, swing that left leg back, balance out into complete flight, where the left leg is back, torso is buoyant and straight out parallel to the earth. So the spine drops across the earth, and you extend out through that crown. Don't droop down. Get that good engagement where you really feel buoyant through the torso, where you really are flying. And you can tell if you're balanced if you can lift the five toes of the right foot. If those toes are free, then you know you're really balanced. If they're gripping for dear life, then they're gripping for dear life and you're trying to find a sense of balance. Let's go ahead. Let's bend that left knee and try and catch that foot with the right hand. And you're trying to point that left knee to the outside. So you're opening that left hip to the outside. Yeah, that's good. And then we're going to come, just release that. Let the right hand go out by the side. Let the left leg go back. And then we're coming back where we started, back into half Utkatasana. So bring that left leg forward. Bring the torso up. Left ankle on the right thigh. Hands at the heart. Good, so you're nice and settled, balanced here. And in the next breath or so, we're going to make our move back into downward dog. So when you're ready, start to release that left leg, drop the hand, step back with the right. Have you do it, you get yourself back into your downward dog. Good. Let's get a side plank in on the left arm. Drop down into plank, and you're on that left side. You're on the left arm facing to the right side. You can stack the ankles. You can go right heel to left toe, but you're not letting those hips sag. You're engaging that core. Right arm is straight up to the sky. You feel comfortable. Look up towards that right thumb. You want to look across the earth. That's all right. And you're just strong on that left arm. And that left arm is perfectly perpendicular to the mat. And try and use all the auxiliary muscles of the sidewall, the left side of the body, to engage, to take the pressure off that left arm. And then you land down out of it. Let that right hand come down. Release back up into your downward dog. Okay, we're going to get this whole sequence on the other side. Let's get that left leg way up into the sky. And when you're ready, swing or step it on forward and come up into your high lunge on this side. So now the left foot's forward, knee over the ankle, right leg back, right heel towards the sky, shoulders over hips, arms straight to the stars, palms facing one another. And you're breathing comfortably, you're settling into your stance. You're opening through that right hip flexor because that leg is back and that right hip is getting a nice opening. Quad. Good. Let's circle those hands around to heart center. And let's bring that right ankle on that left thigh. Half Utkatasana or half chair pose. Hands at the heart. Soften through that left knee. You're nice and balanced, perfectly perched. Your vision may be about, I don't know, 50 or 60 degrees and a downward gaze out in front of your mat. Good. Take a deep inhale. On your exhale, take flight. Just extend those arms out, drop the torso, swing that right leg back this time. And you're flying, you're just extending out across the earth. You're doing that toe check. Are the left toes crunched in, crumpled into the mat, or are they free and able to lift up off the earth? Use those arms for balance. Use that core for balance. When you're ready, bend that right knee. Catch that foot with the left hand. Point that right knee to the outside. Outside means that spine is perfectly lengthened and you're squared off to the earth, but that knee is just kind of flying out there to the side without disrupting the spine. Then you can extend that leg back out into normal flight. Breathe here for a bit. And then we need to get back into that half Utkatasana. So right ankle onto that left thigh. Hands at the heart. Good. Just settling in. Find your balance. Big inhale. On the exhale, land those hands. Swing that right leg back, left back. Step into it. Meet yourself into your downward facing dog. And drop down into plank. Let's get into side plank. You're on the right palm, right arm. Opening to the left side. You can go left heel to right toe. You can stack the ankles. Maybe try stacking. See how that works. Try and get the heel stacked, ankle stacked, toes on top of the other toes. So everything's just nicely matched up. And left arm is nice and free, straight up to the sky, engaging that whole core, lifting to the hips. And dismounting down. When you're ready, left hand into the earth. Reverse back up into your downward dog. Got a little bit here to go before we get a little rest in. Drop down into plank. Straddle your yoga mat with the feet so you're in a nice wide angle position. Engage every bone of the body. Inhale, open that left arm to the outside. So the left arm is parallel to the earth. And you're balanced on three points. Got your right palm into the mat and both feet. And landing that left palm into the earth. Inhale, open that right arm to the outside. Good. Focus. And hand down. You're into standard wide angle plank. Let's drop down a level into standard wide angle dolphin plank. So you're on your forearms. Good. Bring that right ankle, float it over the left heel. So the right ankle's in the air, floating over that left heel. You try and keep your hips and shoulders level. And then bring that right foot back to wide angle space. Bring that left ankle over the right heel this time. It's floating there, but your core is engaged. And then take it back out to a wide angle dolphin plank. Then draw the feet back to about hip width apart, so you're just into standard dolphin plank. And lower those hips into the earth, take it into Sphinx pose. So that means the elbows are nicely set below the shoulders, the chin is level. Getting that low back opening, nice clean back bend. And then cross those wrists in front and bring the forehead into the wrists, into Makarasana. So you're just prone position face down into the mat. You just relax through the facial features. You can have the eyes open or just kind of released to the eyes, or have the eyes closed, facial features released. And you bend those knees, get the soles of the feet up, massage those quads just by circling the feet or maybe swaying, coming up with a pattern that feels right for your hips and glutes, and just kind of free it up. So you can circle, you can sway, you can crazy-ate, any type of motions that, and you're massaging the quads, maybe going beyond the femur bone towards the IT band. And then let's land those feet back into the earth in the next breath or so. And we're going to work into Ashtang Namaskar. Get the hands on either sides of the sternum. Raise the hips. The heart stays into the mat. Knees stay into the mat. So it's called Ashtang Namaskar. Ashta means eight. You got 8 points into the earth. Both hands on either sides of the sternum. Both feet. There's your four. The knees are six. The heart is seven. And the chin is eight. We're going to press this into upward dog. When you're ready, press, scoop up into your upward dog, flip the feet back. So now you got the tops of the feet to the earth. Arms are lengthened, shoulders are low, chin is level. You may bring the chin to the sky, and the thighs and knees are off the mat, unlike in cobra pose where they're touching. Here, the only points touching are the tops of the feet and the bottom and the palms. And let's get back into your downward dog. Good. We're going to work through a triangle series. We'll start with the right leg like we did last time. You may either step or swing that right foot forward, and you're going to open up into triangle on facing to the left side. You get that left arm to the sky. So your legs are lengthened, left arm to the sky. A vision can be across the earth or up to the left thumb. You can bring that left hand around the back towards the right hip. That's up to you. Good. So the legs are lengthened, the hips are high, getting that nice inner engagement on that right thigh, right inner groin. And now let's get that left arm up to the sky and back over the ears, that left ear. So that now the left arm is parallel to the earth out towards the front edge of your yoga mat. And if it works for you, if it's okay for your back, bring the right arm out there as well. So now your spine is parallel to the earth and you got both arms parallel to the earth with the palms facing one another. Just engage that core. And from here, you can come directly into a high lunge, or you can drop that right hand and come back up into a high lunge. Any way that seems like a safe way for you to do it, you rotate the back foot, that left foot, and you're up into your high lunge. Heart is facing to the front edge of the mat, arms up to the sky. Circle those hands around heart center. We're going to work into a prayer twist. Angle that torso 45 degrees forward. Take a deep inhalation. On the exhale, left elbow to the outside of the right knee. And bring that right shoulder back and twist out towards that right side, breathing through your twist. Inhale, back up. Get that spine straight up and down. Hands to the heart. And when you're ready, we're going to move in towards dancer. You step off with the back foot and you try and catch that left ankle with the left hand. And the right arm is up to the sky and the right leg is lengthened. So you're working in towards dancer intro. You're just balanced on that right foot. You're getting the quads parallel, left knee towards the earth, right arm to the sky. And we'll take that tilt forward. Take a deep inhale, coming into a full dancer. Tilt that torso forward, scoop up to the spine and up to the crown. And real important here, kick that back leg back. Create space, create separation from the left heel to the glute. That right arm is just kind of scooping up to the sky forward. And you're breathing here. Our next pose is going to be half moon. So if you'd like from this dancer pose, maybe now, maybe in 3, 4, 5 breaths, you can simply let go of that back leg and drop that right hand down into the earth. And that left leg is back. So left hip is stacked and you're projecting your entire body out to the left side. So the left hip is stacked on the right hip. That left arm's to the stars. You can have a block under the right hand, all good there. And then when you're ready to dismount, drawing that left hand back down to the earth, step back into your downward dog. Good. Before we get going on the other side, feel free, well, if you want to get a rest in, you go to child. Otherwise, let's drop down into plank and then drop that left forearm into the earth and take it into a dolphin side plank facing out to your right side. You can go right heel to left toe or stack that right ankle on the left ankle. Right arm up to the sky. That's it. Don't let those hips sag. Get that full engagement. Squeeze the glutes. And then land it down into standard dolphin plank. And then to get up into plank, if you'd like, you may soften the knees and then push up. Or just simply come on up to plank. Try not to rock the hips. Try and make a straight push up so you're not rocking the hips side to side. And then come back up into your downward dog. Again. Now we're going to need to get this whole sequence in on the other side. Either step or swing that left leg forward between the two hands and make your way up into triangle. So this time the right arm's up to the sky and you're trying to project that sternum towards the right side of the room. That right arm can be up to the sky, it can drop around the back towards the left hip. And those hips are high, get that deep inner groin stretch, and it's a great pose. You're working on getting that spine progressively more parallel to the earth. And then right arm to the sky, right arm over the ear. If it works for you, if that low back will support it, get the left arm also out. So now both palms are facing one another. The arms are perfectly parallel, shoulder width apart, and your whole body's facing out towards that right side. Now you can draw the hands back to the heart and come up into a standard high lunge, or you can just come up out of it with the arms up to the sky. However you want to make that transition, make your way into your high lunge. So now that back heels to the sky, you're on the ball, the right foot in the back and the left legs forward in front. Good. Now we're going to get those hands to the heart if they're not already there, and then angle that torso forward 45 degrees. Squeeze that core. Take a deep inhale. Exhale into that prayer twist. Right elbow to the outside of the left knee. You're drawing that left shoulder blade towards the spine. The torso's at a 45 degree and twisted, so it's a nice revolve pose. Inhale back out of it, get those arms up to the sky, work into your dance, into your high lunge. And when you're ready, let's get into dancer. So, you're going to catch that right ankle, step off with the back foot, catch that right ankle with the right hand, left arm up to the sky. And we're getting nice height. You're opening through that quad. That means the thighs are parallel. You can have the heel towards the glute. And then slowly lean forward, get that back bend, and draw that right heel away from the glute. Lift up through the crown. Follow that vision up of the left thumb up to the sky. And just getting a nice scoop and opening and extension through the spine. and maximal opening to the back leg and hip flexor. And you know, we got that half moon coming up here, and you decide how you want to drop into it. So at some point, you'll start to make that transition, letting that left hand come down to the earth, releasing that right leg back, stacking that hip, pressing out through the sole of the foot, maybe a block under the left hand, maybe not. Good, just get that nice wingspan. You just press that left leg into the earth. And when you're ready to exit, drawing that right hand back down, press back into your downward dog. Good. We just need to close out this series, drop it down into plank. Come on down onto that right forearm, open up into your dolphin side plank to the left side, left heel to right toe, or stack those ankles. Try and stack if you can. And don't sag through those hips. Left arm up. You can follow that left thumb to the stars with your vision. And then you come back into a standard dolphin plank. Squeeze the whole body parallel to the earth. Soften the knees to the mat, and then just ease back into child. Well-deserved rest. All right, hands on either side of the knees, crown up. Now you got 2 minutes to choose what you'd like to do. You want to get your crow pose in, arm balance, for those of you who know crow or crow variation, feel free to do that. You can work into a double toe stand where you curl the toes, get the glutes onto the heels, so you're just onto the ball of the feet and the arms to the sky. You can go into half toe stand, perching that right ankle on the left thigh and hands at the heart. And you get the other side in it too at some point. So use your time for some type of balance, foot balance, arm balance, or any of your other favorite poses. If you want to do a seated twist or something, it's okay. Yeah, another minute or so just to explore. And the next pose will be bound angle, seated position, Bhadrasana, or cobbler's pose. So if you're still working on your arm balances or your foot balance, that's fine. If you want to come into that pose, you just bring the soles of the feet together and bring those heels in towards the glute. And you wrap your hands around the sides of the feet. It's a nice, good hip and groin space. And then let's open up to a nice wide V. Let's get those legs out wide. You can bring those hips forward. You release the hands, bring the hands back behind you. Draw those hips forward. Get the legs out to a wide V. Good. You press the backs of the legs into the earth. And inhale the arms up to the sky, and let's drop down front center. You're reaching out in front. And here again, I'm just going to give you a little freedom. You have a minute or two to explore. Maybe you just stay in one spot. Maybe you walk hand over hand to one side, towards the left side, to the left leg, or over to the right side. You want to be even, of course, spending equal time, more or less, on each side. So another 20 seconds, just make sure that you've given proper attention and balance to each side. Good. Then you gently come up out of your wide angle fold or whatever variations you're working with that. And let's get the legs straight across the earth. Let's have the hands by the hips, but right by the sides, palms down, fingers straight on forward. And then we're going to work into a sequence of incline, plank, and upward boat. So hands are now back behind the hips a few inches, palms down, fingers straight on, and press with those palms, raise those hips. Try and get the soles of the feet towards the earth, and then bring the hips up and the head back. So you don't have to drop the head, but you're just in a neutral spine. You're looking up to the sky. And then lower those hips down into the earth. Bring the knees up towards you, and now you're coming into a core balance. Ankles to knees are parallel to the earth. Knees are up towards the sternum. Arms are parallel to the thighs. And parallel to the knees and to the ankle, rather. So you're just into your upward boat. So ankles to knees and fingertips to shoulders are all parallel to the earth. And then lower those legs back down. Set those hands down. Now the legs are straight out across the earth. Hands back behind you. Big rise up into your incline plank. Press. Squeeze those glutes. Open up. Good. Be nice and free. Engage. Work those triceps. And then when you're ready, lower those hips down. Good. Palms on either sides of the hips. Bring the knees up towards you, and you kind of get that core balance. So you're tilted back a little bit through the spine, but not rounded. Core, good core engagement. Knees up towards the sternum, and knees to the heels parallel to the earth, and arms just kind of hovering around to the outside of those calves. Palms facing one another. Good. And now drop the heels towards the glutes and hands around the shins. So now you're just kind of perched right on that tailbone. Good. Land those feet down into the earth and come into a supine position. Now we will be coming back up. This is not our final resting point. But just come back into lying back on the mat. Good. Get the knees over the belly. Get all four limbs up to the sky. So legs up, arms up, full length of the back and spine into the earth, including the back of the head. Let's get a little core work going. Let's drop that left leg forward, bring the right arm back past the ear. So now your left arm and your right leg are straight to the sky, and your left leg and your right arm, left leg is forward out past the front edge, right arm back. Good. And then switch. Now your left arm goes back and your right leg comes up to the sky. And then just get your march going. So it should be diagonals. I may have miscalled that right leg, but you all know what to do. Just start moving. So you get your left arm up, when your left arm back past the ear and the right leg will be up, and then switch and just march. You're just marching like a tin man, and you are just squeezing those limbs and just getting those, just working through diagonals to the... Good, just keep going side to the other side. And then all four limbs up to the sky, pull the navel in, head and shoulders off the earth, and then climb up to the sky, just climbing that rope. So you're just reaching up, navel is in, pushing the soles of the feet to the sky, and you're climbing that rope towards the sky, looking up towards the toes. Relax the head and shoulders down into the earth, hands by the sides, bending the knees, soles of the feet into the earth. Press with those feet, raise those hips. You're coming into supine Situ Bandhasana, so supported bridge pose. So shoulder blades are back into the earth, knees are stacked over the ankles, squeeze those thigh bones, femur bone. And then lower those hips down, bring the knees over the belly, hands around the shins, give a little circle, a little sway, what feels good for you. Good. Then we need to get up into table. If you can roll right up into plank, feel free. So just cross the ankles, catch the feet, and exhale onto the shoulder blades and inhale up into table or plank, or however you want to get into those positions, make your way. And then let's reverse back up into your downward dog. So just establish your stance here. We're going to work with the legs a little bit. Let's bring that left leg up into the sky. And we're going to get three rounds here. We'll go to the outside. Just talk you through it. Outside the left upper arm, then center towards the chin, then corkscrew to the right side. So here we go. Left elbow, left knee to the outside, the left upper arm. You're shifting your whole body forward. You're hovered there. And then retreat back up. And now left knee to the nose, shift on forward, stacking elbows, shoulders, and wrists. Inhale back out of it. Draw those hips up. Extend that left leg to the sky. Now here's that corkscrew. Left, come on, down into it. Left knee to the outside of the right upper arm. So you squeeze that core. Bring that knee across. And it hovers there. Hold. Retreat back out of it, left leg all the way up to the sky, and then swing that left leg forward. We're working into warrior two. Left toe straight on, and inhale, bring that right arm all the way up to the sky and back, and the left arm floats forward. So you're into Virabhadrasana two. Your heart is projected to the right side of the room, vision over the left fingertips, right arm straight back, level, parallel to the earth, and you watch that left knee over the ankle. and reverse back. Drop that right hand, bring that left arm way up into the sky, follow that left thumb back. Good. Try and keep that left knee over that ankle. And now we're going to work into bound side angle. We'll first come into side angle, then we'll bind it. Landing that left forearm on that left thigh, right arm out at 45 degrees. Your whole body's facing to the right side of the room. And if you feel comfortable binding your pose, bring that right hand around the back to the left hip, and then the left hand, it comes underneath that left thigh from the front side, reaching around towards that left hip, and try and find that right hand there. If you don't get there, it's okay. You can also have the left palm straight into the earth, parallel to the left foot. And when you're ready to release out of that bound position, get both palms into the earth. So the back heel goes towards the sky, that right leg means you're on the ball of the right foot with the right heel to the sky. We're going to move in towards lizard. The left foot, it was straight on forward. We're going to turn it out at 45 degrees. And you drop down onto both forearms if you can. You can't get onto the forearms, stay onto the palms. If that right leg won't go back, you need to drop the right knee into the earth. That's okay. Basically, any combination of palms and knees is welcomed. If you want to kind of twist up towards that left side, you know how we sometimes do that, that's okay. You can get that left hand on that left thigh, left shoulder blade towards the spine. Otherwise, you're on both forearms or both palms. And then little by little, let's get ourselves out of here, extricate out of here, find your way back up into your downward dog. Good. Right leg way up into the sky, get up there, touch that heel up to the top of the cosmos, and then we're coming to the outside of the right upper arm, shift on forward. Right knee outside the right upper arm, stacking elbows, shoulders, and wrists, get that nice hover. And retreat back up to the hips, heel up to the sky. Right knee to the nose, shift on forward. Palms, elbows, shoulders, everything stacked. You're hovering forward. Withdraw back out of it with that right leg way up to the sky. And corkscrew right out, right knee to the outside of the left upper arm. Get that core turn, that twist. Hover. And retreat back out of it, right leg way up to the sky. We need to step forward into that Virabhadrasana 2. Swing that right foot forward between the two hands and bring that left arm all the way up and back. Float that right arm forward. Now the arms are parallel to the earth. Vision over the right fingertips. Heart is facing to the left side of the room. You're in Warrior 2. Left foot's mostly opened up towards the left side. And just hone in, fix that vision straight on across the earth. Dropping that back hand down, reverse back, right arm up to the sky. Follow that right thumb back. Keeping those hips low, keeping that right thigh, right knee over the ankle. And then we're going to come into side angle. Come down, right forearm touches that right thigh, left arm out at 45 degrees. So the whole left side of the body from that left heel to hip to wrist to fingertip is 45 degree angle, projected to the left side of the room. And then auto rotate that left hand all the way around towards the right hip. And then that right hand can sneak through, or it can land on the ground on the inside of the right foot. But if it'll go through the front side and through the thigh underneath that hamstring and reach that right hip, try and find that left palm there and clasp those hands. Good. Nice, easy breath. Projecting that heart. And when you're ready to come out of it, get both palms on the inside of the right foot. You know, just shoulder width apart. Right toes are straight on. And back heel to the sky. And then we're going to work into that lizard. So you can turn that right foot at 45 degrees. And then drop onto both forearms. Or maybe drop the left knee. You can stay on that left forearm, right hand to the right thigh, twist to the right side. Any variation, any combination of palms, knees. See what works. Anytime you're ready to undo, come out of your lizard, press up out of it, find your way to downward dog. Good, let's walk those hands back towards the toes, soften the knees, let the belly rest on the thighs, relax through the back of the head and shoulders. You may cradle, you may sway, you see what's good for you. And then just roll up one vertebra at a time, pulling the navel in, engaging, roll, stack one vertebra, all the way, roll up until the shoulders come up and back around, and you're up into a comfortable standing position. Let's get into Rikshasan, or tree pose. So choose a foot you'd like to start with, left foot or right foot, as you prefer. And let's bring that, let's say you start with your left foot, then bring your right foot to the inside of the right thigh or the inside of the right calf or hook behind that right calf. You go as high or low as you need to. You can have the hands at the heart, the arms out at 45 degrees. See what's good for you in your tree pose. And let's say you want to combine it with something, maybe like dancer, or perhaps a lateral balance pose, or maybe knee up in front with the arms up to the sky, or any Garudasana, eagle pose, any second balance pose, you can transfer into that. You can transition into a second balance pose if you'd like. Or you can stay in tree the whole time. Yeah, that's it. Now, or when you feel ready to switch to the other side, you just kind of land out of your balance wherever you may be with it. And then get up on the other side, bring that opposite foot up, find your tree, hands at the heart or arms out at 45 or straight to the sky, or choose your point of comfort or balance. And basically you hold this for a little while just to establish yourself in your pose, but then however you handle it on the first side, whatever. If you transition into another pose or another two poses, just emulate what you did on that first side. And whenever you like, you just meet up in mountain pose. So you're on both feet, arms away from the hips, palms facing forward. So just a natural, anatomically correct position. Chin is neutral. Okay, gently relax. Roll those shoulders up and around. Free them up. Highs and lows. And relax those shoulders down. And then roll. You can soften the knees or roll down into a standing forward fold. So the legs can be lengthened or knees can be bent. And we're just going to come into pigeon pose and then we'll relax onto the back. But we got our pigeon here. So walk forward into your downward dog. And then you decide which leg you want. Come into pigeon from three-pointed dolphin, three-pointed plank, or see what's a good way. You can do it from table. So choose which leg is going to come forward. So basically, if you don't know pigeon that, you'll bring one foot across in front of the other, and one leg will be going back, and that leg will be, the front portion of that leg will be squared off into the earth. The hips are level. And then the front leg from the knee to the ankle is coming across. And then you can be on the palms and turn it into a back bend. You can drop onto the forearms. You can extend the arms all the way out. So the idea here is that the hips are level. Like if there's a glass rod connecting the hips, that rod would be perfectly balanced, perfectly parallel to the earth. Yeah, you still like to be here, that's good. If you feel like you need to get out of it, come on back out of it. And I sometimes come into downward dog, and whatever leg was forward, just shake that leg out up into the sky, relax it out, just get comfortable. And whenever you're ready, just enter into it on the other side, either from three-pointed downward dog or three-pointed plank or from table. You just bring the opposite foot across, the other leg back. That's it. Make sure those hips are level. You're not all the way rolling on one side of the glute, that you're level. A good measure is if that back leg is square off to the earth and not on the side. The front portion of the thigh of the back leg should be just pressed into the earth. Good. Exit out of it anytime. If you still like to hang out in that pigeon, you feel a little tight, you feel like it needs the extra few moments there, that's fine. And then I'm just going to kind of set you free here. Give it 2 or 3 minutes. You can go right onto the back if you'd like and do some gentle stuff on the back. Feel like you need to catch up on something else, that's okay. Got about 2-3 minutes before working into Shavasana. Maybe you're just kind of on the back doing gentle stuff, or maybe you're already in Shavasana. Maybe you're getting a shoulder stand in. It's really up to you how you want to spend the next 2-3 minutes. Thank you.
Just
slowly finish up what you're up to and work into Shavasana, just lying back into the mat. Kind of check in physically, psychically, emotionally, letting the body extend out across the earth, arms away from the hips, palms facing toward the sky. Just a time to breathe, to release. To be completely set into the earth. Good. Just breathing. Till it becomes more of a psychic phenomenon. Each and every inhalation takes you deeper inside the mind. And exhale all the way out, just being free, just breathing with the entire cosmos, linking up your individual existence with that greater cosmic existence or that cosmic ocean, just kind of floating on the wavelengths of the universe. One last deep inhalation. Rotate the palms into the earth. Draw the knees up into the sky, soles of the feet into the mat. One arm up to the sky and back overhead. And work into a lateral position. Just kind of rolling to one side, stacking ankles, knees, hips, and shoulders. whatever arm you extended back overhead, that'll be the side that you rotate to. And press up into a seated position, crossing the legs, spine tall, eyes closed, vision inwards. Good. One breath to soak up all the joy and tenderness of your practice. Now in the next inhale, gently draw the palms together, thumbs touching to the Trikuti point, the midpoint between the eyebrows, honoring that whole mental abode, that launch pad into greater realization and equanimity. And then bring the hands down to heart center, palms together, perfectly balanced, making that link inside. Internally, we say namaskar. Thanks for coming to practice. Namaskar.